and brethren, please allow me to go directly to the heart of the subject today. All of us, as you know, were fighting against the same enemy. For some reason, we lost the war we could have won, but we should not complain anymore. The problem now for us is what we should do from now and in the future. All of us know for sure that the Vietnamese, the Laotian, and the Cambodian people, both inside Indochina and overseas, want to fight to liberate themselves from communist domination. They need help, any kind of help. They have been desperate. Their voice have not been heard. They feel forgotten completely. They have no food, no medicine, no ammunition. I sincerely hope the U.S. Vietnam veterans still feel some obligation and some interest vis-a-vis their friends, whether friends that already died on the battlefield or friends that are MIA. More or less, the Indo-Chinese and the U.S. Vietnam veterans have something in common. Therefore, I believe we can work together. You want to know about your friends? Or do something for them. The Vietnamese, the Laotian, and the Cambodian people can do the resistance and the fighting. You can help by way of giving some medical supply, some food supply, or some used weapon. I say used weapon. You can help by organizing sponsoring committees, by generating interest. We have been working with Jim Chole, one of your friends, veteran, in Phoenix, Arizona, and we are convinced that by working together, we can achieve our goal. But please do not make a mistake. Be sure to work with the right group that can help and you can trust. I suggest two requirements you should insist in seeing before you can commit yourself. The first requirement, you should have to see who can free themselves from family obligation and can settle in Southeast Asia in order to be close to their country they want to liberate. Number two requirement, you have to see who can send work inside their country and who can attract their people, their cadres, to come out. If they cannot attract their cadres and their people to come out and have meeting with them or receive instruction from them, they do not qualify for leading the resistance movement inside their country. If they do not meet these two most basic requirements, they are not the right people for the job. The main power for the resistance must be from the inside. The Vietnamese religious organization, the Cambodian religious organization, the Laotian religious organization, and other organizations inside the country are the best source. It is not practical, and it is very expensive to bring those refugees that are now overseas in the United States to come back to their country to do the fighting. We believe that if more cooperation exists between Vietnam veteran leadership and the Indo-Chinese resistance leadership, better results could be obtained. We need each other, we should help each other, we should work together for the common cause and for the mutual interest. Mr. Chairman, leaders of Vietnam veterans, please do not let our idea that is raised here today die after this meeting. We were extremely grateful for your hand when you raised your hand to approve that we should do something together. Please do not let that idea die at this meeting. I respectfully ask that we make a decision. Something should be formed, a committee or something. Whom should we continue to contact in order to work out in more detail? Please allow me to say one word. To make clear to you that I'm speaking to you as a veteran. As I said before, I serve. The cause of fighting against the communists in the forest when I was very young, before the first nationalist government was formed in Vietnam, in the Maquis. And I served in the RFN armed forces for 15 years before I got my military discharge and get myself involved in politics. I am anti-communist and I continue to fight. Not because I was a senator, or majority leader, or university president, or senior cabinet minister, but because I know what communism is. I was born in a poor farming family in South Vietnam. My father died when I was 7 years old. I had to stay in isolated countryside, doing all kinds of hardest farm work, catching snakes, mice, eels, fish, and everything. I was taking care of buffalo. I do all kind of harvest farm work, but I am anti-communist. Not because I was rich, not because I was born in a rich family. I founded the university for poor farming people in the Mekong Delta after I graduated from the University of Pittsburgh. When I did not have $100 in my pocket, but I wanted to put my life into test. I was trying to do something in order to help the poor people get education because I believe in education. I respectfully representing my friend Honorable Chen here, General Campbell Busarak, respectfully ask that we take this opportunity to ask you to make a decision so that after this meeting, we will continue to work together for the same cause. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, all of you.
Sure applies to these three gentlemen too. And I'm going to ask that now that Colonel Earl Hopper, former chairman of the board of the League of Families, come forward to make these presentations and make a few appropriate comments.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's indeed a pleasure to be here again with you this morning at this breakfast, and especially an honor to be associated with our special guest. I can assure them that the Vietnam veteran did not lose a battle in Vietnam in fighting for your country. And I apologize for the lousy bureaucrats and politicians in Washington that did lose the war.
see now the feeling of the American people. They're behind us. They're behind us 100% because they now realize what's happening. I'm not anti-government. Don't misunderstand me. I fought in 3 wars for this country, and I'd gladly do it again. But in the same manner that the farmers have a complaint, the union people have a complaint, the minorities have a complaint, the veterans have a complaint, I have a complaint about the present Reagan administration not resolving the POW issue in 5 years.
That's fair.
a member. So, same, I'd like to, on behalf of Vietnam veterans, present this medal to you and to your people and tell them, don't give up. We're coming to get it. Jolly's devotion and attitude to your people is sincere as it is among officers.
Meeting. He had, unfortunately, to go back to California, but he wanted to be represented here, and he asked me to represent him and to present to all of you his best wishes and best appreciation. And Colonel, I have heard about you. And I feel that you are so touching and so convincing, and I feel that I have to say that, because I wanted to say it, but I couldn't say it. Now I say it before I sit down. Thank you.
A lot of people say a lot of things about me. In some circles, I'm famous, and in other circles, I'm infamous. So, thank you very much. If a Rambo means bringing our POWs home and getting the freedom of these people's country, then I say I'm proud to be a Rambo. I'd rather be a Rambo than a Murdoch.
Yes, sir.
Colonel, with all due respect, you may be a Rambo, but you're not a condemned man. Just a final footnote on our dignitaries here from the United Indo-Chinese leadership. The communists have promised to release Myanmar, or have a full accounting in the next 2 years. Of course, they promised to get out of Cambodia in the next 2 years. We know how much that's worth. So just like we want to bring our home, I'm in home now, as a realistic goal, let's have a free Cambodia right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Chairman, but there was one point I failed to mention. As you know, the Smith and McIntyre litigation against the government is underway now, and I think it's doing more to help us on this POW issue than anything else. But they need support, and I have here today some petitions. All you have to do is fill them out, mail them in. If you have a table someplace in the hotel, then collect them